Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so happy that you have chosen to spend this time with me. If you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you get notifications when I upload new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. You know that on this podcast, we are all about simplification, ease, and application. How to really break down the process of manifestation to concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that getting what you want isn't this impossible ordeal, but instead you put your head down, you know where to take action, and you're able to really build the required momentum in order to see your desires turn into your physical reality, turn into something you can really access with your senses. Because that's the amazing thing about manifestations. The minute you decide this is what I want, it's already manifest on a vibrational level. Your job now is to become a vibrational match to that desired reality. And in doing so, that's when you will see it unfold in your 3D reality. And all it boils down to is momentum. And as I record this episode, it is a Saturday and I'm just so high on life. Reason being is yesterday was a bit of a write-off because I'd gone out on Thursday night. And not going to lie, your girl loves her spicy marks, but I got too excited, had a few extra. And yeah, I woke up yesterday and it was a pretty rough day. I was not feeling my best. And it's in those moments where you realize how much you take for granted the daily joy, such as even waking up with energy, waking up with a clear head, and just feeling driven and feeling motivated. Anyways, yesterday was a write-off, but it was ended up being a really nice day because I caught up with some friends in the evening, came back, ordered myself a pizza, had some banana bread, which was so good that a friend of mine sent over, and called it a day. Anywho, the reason why I'm in such a good mood today is a waking up with energy. I just think, again, like I said, we take it for granted, but just waking up and feeling so driven, feeling just so fresh. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And I just came back from an amazing run. I meal prepped a bit and I'm going to work for a few hours, which I'm so excited to do because, you know, your girl has some fun stuff lined up for April. And then I have an evening coming up with some friends. So it's literally I'm doing all my favorite things. And, you know, I wanted to just mention that because a lot of times we have these high expectations of ourselves, big goals, and we set these big intentions, which I think it's amazing. You should be striving to tap into your potential on a regular basis. But sometimes life, sometimes reality kicks in. You're not able to do the things you planned, or an obstacle kicks in and you're just not able to follow through. And for a lot of people, and maybe this is your story as well, it's so easy for that to be a source of guilt, of shame, frustration. And as a result, you actually start to create unnecessary resistance. But getting back on track, actually doing the things you know you need to do, it becomes a lot harder because of those negative emotions you cultivated within yourself. But, and this is why we talk so much about building internal safety, but also building self-trust is so important, because on those days when you maybe have to write off things, or you don't follow through what you said you were going to do, or you're just not able to show up your full potential, when there's enough self-trust, you're able to just get back on it and stay consistent and keep moving forward. Yeah, okay, one day, it's not a big deal. It doesn't throw you off. And you're just able to continue building that momentum even on moments when life is lifing. And truly, when the more self-trust you cultivate, the less room there is for guilt, for shame, for anger, and frustration, and any other kind of negative emotions. And so really, that's why it's not waiting until something goes wrong in order for you to build that self-trust. But it's every day, what am I actually doing? How am I treating myself? And is that conducive to the version of me who fully feels so grounded in herself, trusts herself, but also knows that when she sets an intention, she gets it done. It might not happen when she said it was going to happen, but it is going to happen no matter what. And I promise you, when you can get that level of unwavering alignment and unwavering conviction, you become so much more magnetic. And not only are you able to get what you said done, but instead you're able to 10x it. And that's when life gets really fun. And for today's episode, we're going to be talking about a concept that's probably going to blow your mind away. And you're going to probably resonate with what I'm about to share and realize how you've been unknowingly blocking yourself. We're going to be talking about five signs you are gaslighting yourself. And the reason we're talking about this, and you're going to see this podcast in terms of what we discuss, it's going to get so deep, but it's just going to be so transformative for how you even approach manifestation. But here's the thing is, and I'm pretty sure this is your story as well, is you're not interested in manifesting free cups of coffee. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's really fun when you get a free cup of coffee out of nowhere, or you see a 555 or something you're about to buy was a bit cheaper than you expected. Those are really fun. But at the same time, and again, you should be so grateful for it because it's a form of abundance. But at the same time, most of us can buy our own cups of coffee, right? And I know for me that the reason I do this work and I'm continuously becoming a better version of myself and really stepping out of my comfort zone, even when I really don't want to, is because I'm after the high level manifestations. I want those outrageously big desires that my mind has conjured up to become my reality. But at the same time, at this moment, this version of me, she has no idea how it's going to manifest, whether it's in terms of my relationships, whether it's in terms of my finances, whether it's in terms of my health, my business, and my overall quality of life. That's why I do the work that I do, because those are the kinds of outcomes I want to experience. And in full transparency, this version of me, she has no idea how it's going to happen. But the beauty is I know that with manifestation, I don't need to figure out the how. I just need to align my state of being and become one with that reality. I need to become that version of me before I see the physical evidence of that reality. Because at the end of the day, this is a co-creative process. You are figuring out the what and the why. The universe is bringing in the how and the when. And your life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of your state of being. It's reflecting back to you who you are being on a moment-to-moment basis. And if you want to start manifesting those big desires and you want to manifest the most abundant life possible, you got to start being more abundant. And that means, firstly, paying attention, what are ways in which I'm unknowingly depleting my own resources and actually living from a place of lack and powerlessness? And then secondly is consciously making changes in terms of how you treat yourself and, more importantly, the relationship you continue to nurture with yourself, because your relationship with yourself is a starting point of every desire. Because all your relationships, whether it's your relationships with your partner, your family members, your friends, your money, your body, your career, every single relationship is an externalized manifestation of the relationship you're having with yourself. And so rather than wait for someone or some desire to come in before you love yourself, before you feel safe, before you value yourself, before you take care of yourself, it's you got to now make yourself the number one priority. You got to get into that main character energy, put yourself on the pedestal, and also get rid of those self-sabotaging, self-destructive behaviors, which at the end of the day, you've been engaging in, but essentially it's you treating yourself like trash in the most simplest of ways. And so that's why, like I said, today we're going to be talking about the five signs you are unknowingly, because no one's going to consciously gaslight themselves, let's be honest, but five signs you are unknowingly gaslighting yourself and hence blocking your desire from manifesting. And like I said, if you take the words I share, if you take this on board and actually change, make the changes, you will see things move so quickly in your reality, because knowing is not enough. You got to be it to see it. You got to apply these concepts and then you will see your reality mirror back to you. So essentially, the term gaslighting has become very popular and it is a form of psychological abuse. Someone gaslighting you, and it could be, again, a partner, a friend, a family member, or just someone else in your environment, but someone gaslighting you essentially makes you feel like you're going crazy by denying things they've said or done, making you doubt yourself and your own memory or perception of reality. And while it's terrible to endure this kind of toxic treatment, most people gaslight themselves. And in the process, they block their desires from manifesting. And it's so easy to point the finger when other people treat us terribly, whether it's someone ghosting you, whether it's someone gaslighting you, whether it's someone disrespecting you. But sometimes we got to take onus in our hands. And it's a tough pill to swallow, but asking ourselves, what is it within me that's attracting this kind of behavior in my life? How, on some level, am I actually doing this to myself? Am I ghosting my desires and ghosting my dreams? I mean, sometimes we want these things, but then we ghost ourselves but not even taking action on them. Similarly, as we'll be discussing now, is okay, if someone is disrespecting me or essentially gaslighting me, where am I gaslighting myself? Because nothing is random, nothing just happens, but it's truly all just a reflection. And rather than try and change the people around you or judge people around you, it's, I just want to be the change I wish to experience. And then now I'm actually a vibrational match for the high quality relationships and high quality desires that I'm calling in. And so the first sign you've been unknowingly gaslighting yourself is you lack personal boundaries. Whether it's, you know, justifying by saying, I'll take one for the team, I feel obligated to say yes, I don't want to rock the boat or upset anyone. We create these stories as a way to justify why we don't have personal boundaries. And while they're, sure, they're all valid, no one's saying that they're not, but we don't manifest based on our words. We manifest based on our energy, and that's how we communicate with the quantum field. That's how we communicate with the universe. That's how we communicate with a power greater than us. And life is just responding to who we are being. And so every time you don't draw a personal boundary, energetically, you're communicating, my energy is not important. Other people, the way they feel is more important. I value other people's peace more than I value my own. And on the flip side, when you do draw that boundary, now you're operating from a completely different vantage point. Now you're actually valuing yourself. And in that state of validation from within, now you're actually matching the desires you want to cultivate. And if you are someone who struggles to draw boundaries, firstly, what I would suggest is change the narrative around what a boundary is. Drawing a boundary is not the same as drawing a wall, but instead, drawing a boundary is protecting your energy based on what you have to give and what you want to give, but also knowing that not everybody and everything deserves access to you. And if you know someone or something is depleting your energy, you need to now take a step back. And you can be very kind and compassionate. And in fact, I encourage you to draw boundaries with compassion, which is something big that we focus on in my coaching programs, because they're more likely to land in a way that the other person receives it really well and actually respects what you say. And secondly, change the narrative in terms of drawing a boundary does not make you savage. It's so funny when people are like, oh, I'm in my villain era, I'm drawing a boundary. No, you're not. You just suddenly realize how precious your energy is. Your energy is your manifesting currency, and now you're taking the necessary steps to protect that beautiful energy of yours. The second sign you are unknowingly gaslighting yourself is you invalidate your emotions. You don't allow yourself to feel any kind of emotional discomfort. And this can be a combination of a toxic positivity, this idea that I have to be happy and positive and high vibe all the time, otherwise I'm going to manifest bad things. And in the process, we actually stunt the human experience, because as a human, we're meant to experience a spectrum of emotions, and you're not expected to be happy all the time, but instead recognizing and being aware of those negative emotions, but not dwelling on them, but using them as a catalyst for growth. But what some people do when it comes to having those negative emotions is either they put a smile on and pretend like they don't exist, or when those uncomfortable emotions kick in, it's very easy to dismiss them and to invalidate them with statements such as, yeah, but I should feel grateful. Others have it so much worse. And yes, other people can have it worse, but the feeling is still the same. Your anxiety might be coming over the fact that you didn't make, I'm just giving you a random example, that you didn't make another $20,000 in your business this month, whereas someone else's anxiety might come from the fact that they don't have money to even put food on the table. Yes, the circumstances look so different. And yes, one comes from a more privileged stance, but the feeling of anxiety, the feeling of fear is still the same. And your feelings, they matter. And allow yourself to process and feel whatever is coming up rather than compare yourself to other people's struggle. Even, you know, sometimes when we are feeling these negative emotions, and I know this was me for a very long time, we quickly follow it up with, it's not a big deal, I should just go get over it. Okay, maybe it's not a big deal. And maybe when you've had the time to actually sit with that emotion, then you can take the conscious steps to quote unquote get over it. But for now, just feel what's coming up. Those feelings are coming up for a reason. And the more you resist those emotions, the more they're going to persist. And honestly, like, I know that if I went to one of my closest friends and I was having a really rough day and she told me, oh, you should just get over it, she's probably not someone I'd feel safe around, firstly. And secondly is I wouldn't really want to be in her presence. Yet imagine how much internal unsafety we create every time we dismiss our own emotions. We're literally living in a state of chronic overdrive and dysregulation. The third sign, and it's a big one, the third sign you are unknowingly gaslighting yourself is you seek validation. And this is one that, you know, a lot of people find that, okay, I'm a really nice person. I'm really kind. I put out good vibes. I'm always there for people. But why do other people's always get ahead in life? Sound familiar? And here's the thing is that, yeah, continue being a really kind and compassionate person who, and go that extra mile. If it feels good to you, you should go above and beyond for people. But the problem lies is when you're waiting for that external validation, when you're waiting for other people to acknowledge your efforts. And despite the generosity and abundance that you are giving to the world around you, you, based on your need for external validation and acknowledgement, you're still living in a state of lack and powerlessness. And that internal state of need and volatility based on you only feeling good about your actions, that's the very thing that is dysregulating your entire nervous system. You know, and the next time that thought kicks in, I'm happy to do it, but it would be nice if they just appreciated my efforts once in a while, nip it and say, you know what, whether or not they appreciate my efforts, I'm so freaking proud of myself going above and beyond. I'm so proud of the level of compassion I've cultivated within myself. And also the next time you are taking action towards your goals and making progress, stay in your lane and just acknowledge how far you've come. It's so easy, especially when living in a time where social media is so prevalent, to, again, gaslight ourselves in terms of dismissing our own progress because we're living in this cycle of total comparison whereby we're comparing our chapter one to someone else's chapter 100. And yeah, okay, maybe your progress is not as significant as your best friends or your family members or whoever else in your close environment. The funny thing is that we're most triggered by the people closest to us. Because if you see a celebrity doing the same, like doing the same thing as what, let's say, a friend of yours is doing, it's not going to have as detrimental effect on us. But the next time you find yourself comparing yourself to someone else's progress, nip in the bud. Stop yourself in your own tracks and choose to validate yourself. You know who you were and you know where you are right now. And that alone, staying in your own lane, that alone should be what you should be focusing on. What other people are doing, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to who you are becoming and where you are going. But again, the more you focus on them, the less energy, the less focus you're putting on your own life. And the fourth sign you are unknowingly gaslighting yourself is you engage in self-deprecation. I hate this notion that that we've normalized self-deprecation because firstly, why would you want self-deprecation to be your norm? And secondly is just because people do engage on a regular basis, there's nothing to be proud about or there's nothing to justify why it's okay for you to engage in self-deprecation. Maybe it's become your norm, but again, it's also a very self-destructive tendency to engage in and you need to now choose better for yourself. You know, and stop using colorful language to describe yourself and your circumstances. You know, whether it's, I should have started sooner, I'm too old now, I look awful, I hate how I look in this outfit, I'll probably mess this up like I always do. All of these constant internal forms of judging ourselves, comparing ourselves, not feeling good enough, you know, highlighting our weaknesses and focusing on where we're going wrong. And in the process, we forget all the amazingness that we are as a human, how magnificent we are and how much we're doing. And here's the thing is that if you want people to respect you, respect yourself. And that starts with how you even talk to yourself. Your subconscious mind is always listening to you. It's paying attention and it's taking that. It's forming beliefs within your subconscious mind and it's shaping your perception of the world around you, how you show up for the world and therefore what shows up for you. And if even just saying the words, I love myself feels too far-fetched for you and you can't get on board with it, okay, start small. I'm learning to love myself. I'm choosing to see myself in a more positive light. Reach for a thought that feels a little easier to get on board with and then build from that. But either way, get out of this self-destructive chatter. And the last sign we're going to be covering for this episode, if you enjoy this episode, let me know and I'll do a part two. You can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at kishpoo.kway. But the fifth sign you are unknowingly gaslighting yourself is you ignore the voice of your intuition. Our intuition is one of our most powerful tools and it's always talking to us. It's always giving us guidance. But rather than tune inwards, we're looking outside of us for the answers. We are asking other people for their opinions. And in the process, we override that powerful voice and we dismiss that guidance, those intuitive nudges, which are otherwise always coming through. And the way our intuition talks to us is usually through feelings. And again, this ties in with the point about invalidating our feelings. But when we don't even pay attention to our feelings, we're also in the process cutting off our communication with our intuition. And the more we do so, the softer that voice kicks in. And as a result, we end up living our lives based on the voice of fear and letting our egos run the show. And so now it's, whether it's ignoring the voice of your intuition, engaging in self-deprecation, seeking external validation, invalidating your emotions, and or lacking personal boundaries. If you could resonate with any of these, or if you could even resonate with all of them, okay, let's start small, focus on one of them. And what constructive change can you make? Because like I said earlier, when you change your relationship with yourself, when you change how you treat yourself, that is how you change your relationship with the world around you. And as a result, how your desires flow towards you. Because when you change how you show up, what shows up for you also changes. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. My handle is @kushbu.kway. I hang out the most on Instagram. In the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram @kushbu.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.